Time now for StoryCorps, giving everyday people the chance to tell the stories that have shaped their lives. This week, we'll hear about a family that's endured Alzheimer's disease for generations.
Teresa Valco lives in California. Her mother, Evelyn Wilson, lives in Georgia. 8 years ago, Teresa's mom began to show symptoms of memory loss. And at StoryCorps, Teresa remembered when their weekly telephone conversations began to change.
I would call and ask, what did you go for dinner last night? And not only could she not answer, she would also get embarrassed, which made me feel horrible. But one of the questions I could ask her was, what's blooming in your yard now? Because she had all these beautiful plants and trees. And so I could hear her on her phone going from window to window of her house and telling me about this beautiful pink azalea and her white camellia. And she would cheer up because she loved her flowers and she loved her yard. And then she progressed further, and recalling the names was getting to be very difficult. So I asked her, could she tell me the colors that she sees? And that worked for a while, and she would tell me, well, there's a red and pink and yellow. And then eventually we got to the point that she couldn't even tell me colors. And our conversations became a monologue on my part. So I've essentially lost my mother, although she's still living. On my mother's side of the family, there's 100% occurrence of Alzheimer's disease. My grandmother was diagnosed, and all of her siblings were also all diagnosed. So I watched my mother live in absolute frozen mortal fear of developing Alzheimer's disease. I have done genetic testing, and I have the same genetic profile as my mother. It's not often that someone is so aware of how they're probably going to die. I'm 47 now. I don't know when I'll be diagnosed, but I'm not going to dwell on what's coming. I don't want to spend my time and my energy mourning something that hasn't come to pass yet.
That's Teresa Valco in Thousand Oaks, California. Her interview is part of StoryCorps' Memory Loss Initiative and will be archived at the Library of Congress.
This Thanksgiving, we'd like you to record the story of someone in your family. You can find the details at npr.org. Search The Great Thanksgiving Listen. And you can find the StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and at npr.org.